Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green, better known as the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, where we are having an exceptional experience because the North Georgia Eggers are here. And what a unique crew of Eggarians we have gathered here today. The food is absolutely exceptional. The teaching, the talent, the coordination is exceptional. But heck, don't just believe me, as you always do, each and everything I say. Why not talk to the people that are really the movers and the shakers, the people who really make the culinary world better? And what better way to start out than with, I guess we would call him, those of us who know him, it's Kim, but the rest of you that know him is Mr. Eggblood. Anyway, Kim, this is fantastic. What a great day out here today, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a great turnout from the people coming to visit the store. We've got eight of our North Georgia Eggers out here cooking everything from paella to lamb to apple pie, peach cobbler, pizzas, wings, you name it, they've been cooking it.
And I've been trying to sample it as much as I could. I will say one thing, though. You are famous throughout the U world as being one of the University of Miami fans. And here you are trying to do deep dish pizza. You're doing thin crust pizza, Chicago style almost. But then you, I got to tell you something, Kim. You Southern boys don't get it. Up there, we don't do veggie pizzas, all right?
Well, the veggie pizza was separate and apart. The deep dish pizza is a classic Chicago deep dish with the Crisco on the bottom to give the cracker crust, the little bit of honey in the sauce to give it that little kick. And so I've done my homework for you Chicago deep dish fans. And trying to be fair to the New York, I've done my homework on the thin crust.
So well, it's easy.
We pretty much nailed it today, I think.
Well, the best way to differentiate New York style from Chicago style pizza, New York style, you have to wad it up in a ball, or you have to use a knife and a fork. A Chicago pizza, you can pick it up with two fingers because it's thin and crispy, and you can chow down on it. But anyway, your pizzas are fantastic. But, Kim, one of the things you're known for is you do a lot of classes, both at two of our favorite places, the Cook's Warehouse. And Mary Moore is just above and beyond. Wendy, Matt, everybody with Cook's Warehouse, they're so excellent in their appreciation of the egg.
Yep, we've been very fortunate to do classes at the Cook's Warehouses. We've got a baking bread and desserts on May 2nd at the Decatur store. And we have here, we've been asked to do from the Culinary Academy pizza classes. So we've got a pizza class on April 30th. So we're going to have some fun at the end of April, 1st of May, teaching folks how to do pizzas, how to bake on the bread and desserts on the Big Green Egg. So we hope everybody will sign up and come out. The one here is going to be hands-on, limited to 14 people. We'll be making sauce, dough, deep dish pies, New York thin crust pies. So when they leave here, not only will they have learned a lot, I hope, they'll also have eaten a lot. I can guarantee that.
Well, anything you and Ginny are involved in, there's going to be lots of calories, lots of taste, lots of quality. And I want you to know that since your jurisdictional time ran out as far as witness protection, you've really been getting out of there now. You've been traveling all over the country. You've been having a ball.
Well, retirement life has been good. I've enjoyed it. Jenny does taxes, so she works 6 weeks out of the year to pay for our travel, but we've enjoyed it a lot.
My wife doesn't have that luxury. She has to work 365 days a week so I can work.
One thing I forgot to mention on our pizza class, we'll be also doing a Oreo dessert pizza, which is actually coming off the egg right at the moment. It's a pretty good pizza if you like dessert pizzas.
Well, I noticed one of the dates you haven't talked about being booked is May 16th and 17th. I wonder why that is.
Well, we got the godfather of the Georgia Mountain Egg Fest right here, John Hall. It is by far and away the most fun egg fest. My wife and I do five or six fests a year cooking, and John's is the most fun. It'll be about 200 and some odd cooks, 12 to 1,400 tasters, beautiful Georgia mountains. Everybody loves it, and it's one of our favorites as a cook. So, you know.
Well, you know, it just so happens we got him away from the pickleball court here for a few minutes. But
and I don't know how we did that.
I don't know either, because every time I call, he's saying, well, I have an appointment. Then I look at the pickleball schedule, and I see John Hall. But anyway, John, congratulations. Another a wonderful, wonderful North Georgia Mountain Eggtoberfest coming up. And when we talked to you almost a month and a half ago, you were pretty pleased. It's getting close to crunch time now. We're just but 5-6 weeks away.
Yeah, we're right on track. In fact, we're a little bit ahead of last year as far as egg sales go. This is a great place to get a egg at a very deep discount. And we got tasters checking in and registering every day. We got 125 cooks that was sold out in about 10 hours this year. And so we're looking for a big egg fest this time. We're probably going to get somewhere around 1,800 people coming in.
And for people who aren't familiar with where it is, all you have to do is tell them the place, and most people know, but for those who don't, this is an iconic place in North Georgia to have an event.
Well, it's in Hiawassee, Georgia. It's right on Lake Chattoog, and it's at the Georgia Mountain Fairground, which is world famous, especially in the world of fairs and fall festivals, that sort of thing. But it's a beautiful venue. It's right on the lake, and we've got permanent structures for all the cooks to cook out of, and it's shaded, and everybody just loves it. It's got beautiful views of the mountains around, and it's a perfect place for an egg fest.
And you can get there Friday night. You've got activities going on. Then, of course, the egg fest itself is all day Saturday, but there are hotels in the area where you can come up and spend the whole experience, and really it's quite fun if you can get up there for the night before.
Well, the night before we have the meet and greet, which is held at a antique farm museum right there on the fairgrounds. Even the host hotel is right there. You can walk to the fair. You can walk to the egg fest from anywhere at the campground or the hotel. And the meet and greet is probably as big as most of the egg fests around the country. We probably have close to 400 people. Come to the meet and greet, and there's all kinds of food. Everybody brings something to cook on the egg or a covered dish of some kind that will feed six people, so there's plenty to eat the night before.
And, of course, fine beverages.
And beverages of your choice, yes.
Yes, and don't ask John where you can get some North Georgia Mountain spring water because he officially does not know. Isn't that correct?
No, I don't know, but it just happens to appear somehow magically. It's that clear liquid that...
it's right out of Lake Chattoog.
Sort of, yes. But anyway, it's a fantastic place for a meet and greet. And you can walk around the farm museum and... Just come on up to North Georgia, to Hiawassee. It's right on the border of North Carolina, and it's a perfect place for an egg fest.
It really is. And, you know, every year, John, people keep telling me that's the best Eggtoberfest they've ever been to outside of the extraordinary one, but your numbers are almost exceeding theirs in just 5 years.
Yes, that's true. And in fact, our first year we had 800 people, which is probably bigger than most egg fests around. This year, we're looking to, like I say, get about 1,800 people, which makes this the largest satellite egg fest in the world.
Well, Chef Eric said he promises he'll come up if two things happen. I took care of making sure that his room was ready because, you know, he is a chef and you've got to take care of the chef. So I made sure I made sure his room was available, all right? But then he said...
Wait, what?
you'll find out when you try to hand back your key. Uh-huh. And the second thing is he said... He does not believe that Lake Chattoog water is the same proof as your Lake Chattoog water, and he says you're going to have to prove it.
So you got your own Lake Chattoog water, huh? Does it run through a big pot and through a thumper and all that sort of stuff?
Well, what have you been watching? Or
I don't know. I don't know.
But anyway, you've been up there. And this is going to be our second year as a team, third year. You were thoroughly thrilled last year.
I was amazed at how many people came out, the quality of the stuff that they were cooking, the passion for it. I mean, you know that from Eggers everywhere, but this show in particular, this festival is just great. I mean, everyone's so nice, and the venue's fantastic.
Everyone knows you are a snob when it comes to many things, okay? But you actually enjoy being up there because there are some of your peeps up there.
Actually, I got to tell you, there was some amazing food that people were putting out there, and I was just happy to be there. We had a great show, but really the rest of the fun was just seeing everybody else and what they were doing.
It really was. Plus, it was a short walk back to the hotel, which is very, very nice. And I'll tell you what, John Hall knows how to throw on a party.
Absolutely.
Well, John, if people want to get involved, want to come up and visit, give us all the particulars, websites, everything one more time.
It's GeorgiaMountainEggFest.com. We have a website, and we also have a Facebook page. And I failed to mention this year we've got about 23 vendors coming in with all kinds of egg-related and food-related kind of items for people to enjoy. And we got plenty of food coming off, so come hungry and pace yourself. That's the best advice I can give you.
It's the best investment you'll ever make, because you'll get stuffed, you will learn, and you'll be full of it by the time you're done. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life, my friends. Whether you're here at the Le Cordon Egg, or you're here at the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, or at the North Georgia Mountain Egg Fest, it's all about the food, baby.